Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome to the Big Interview Bite Size. I'm Graham Hunter, and in each episode, you'll hear an elite footballer tell a story that's guaranteed to brighten your day. All of them come from my podcast, The Big Interview with Graham Hunter, which you can find by searching on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. Quinton Fortune was in awe of Scholes, especially when he arrived at Old Trafford. And Quinton recalls being mesmerised by him during the now famous box training drill. He believes that Scholes taught World Cup winner Paul Pogba everything he knows. United use boxes, but it's known around the world now as the rondos.
Yeah.
The concept's the same, but it's not a circle, it's a box. And there were grades of boxes at United, wasn't there? There was the elite
senior box.
And you say go in the middle. But just describe that. Just that, you know, what was the level of boxes? Who played where? And what didn't he want to do when you say didn't want to go in the box? Describe that.
Well, this, you get to the box with, obviously, you get Giggsy, Scholesy, Roy Keane, the senior players at that time. And then you get our box, the so-called youngers, and a few foreigners. And it's two players in the middle. And it's 10 by 10. And when you go in the middle and at the box at United at that time, it could be a while before you get out. And that's why this is the simple things. And that's when I'm doing my coaching badges now, and then I have the opportunity to coach some players. I say to them, this is part of the game. This is part of training. Yes, we have fun, but this is what you do. This is when you watch Scholesy, they're fizzing at the bottom. When I arrived at United, I was watching them. I was thinking, what is going on here? What's David Beckham? This is Roy Keane, Dwight York, Andy Cole, one touch football. But then we move into possession game. They were doing exactly the same. And you wonder, like, oh, because they started exactly there in that mentality. I'm not going into the middle. I'm not going to give a ball away. And this is what I try to encourage players. It's something small, but you have to train your mind, like the way you touch it, that small touch, it can fizz into you, taking the pace of it. Scholesy was ridiculous. I mean, he was probably the best I've seen.
When the game's in the balance, France Croatia, that pass that Pogba makes, that right foot volley, it's just,
that's Scholesy.
Yeah.
Now, I love Pogba, but there was a period Scholesy came to train us with our under 21s when he retired, and that's probably the best education I would think any under 21 players got, because they had Pogba, they had Adnan Januzaj, they had Ravel, and all these players got to play with Scholesy, and to see him firsthand, the movement, the touch, it's the best.
That was a Scholes pass that Pogba made.
No, it's Scholesy all day long.
Yeah,
this is from watching Scholesy. This is from being around the training ground. I'm sure Pogba's got it in his locker to do that, but he saw it. He saw it in training. When once you see stuff, you're in that environment, you want to see, okay, let's try that part, let's practice this. I'm not saying he couldn't do that, but from watching Scholesy, he saw that every day.
I know you always tell the truth, but did Scholesy really see passes 2 minutes before you did?
Yeah.
You told that anecdote, and I almost
fell. He was just, honestly, he killed me that day in training. I just remember doing a pass, and he said, Grinny! Yeah, Scholesy. You see that pass? Yeah. I saw 2 minutes ago. I was like, because I thought he was going to say something. He's just like, wow. But the guy was just, it was a joy. And like I said, for these young players like Paul Pogba, them, and that time around Scholesy, and Scholesy is probably one of his biggest fans. So when people see this quote about Scholesy, he knows what he's capable of doing.
And wants more from him.
He wants more from him because he knows he's got more to give.
And now we could talk about whether, I don't know, people, including Wayne, might not want blue haircuts in the Manchester Derby and so on, but that's another subject for another day.
No, but it's unnecessary, because it's not Manchester United. I know the times has changed, but at Manchester United was all about, you play your football, that's it. No, all this other stuff. Scholes was the best. Scholes came in, trained, was amazing, played his game, boom, gone home. That's what all the manager wanted. Compete every day. Roy Keane kept, keep the standards. And the rest of the stuff, all that money and all that stuff that comes with it, will take care of itself. Once you take care of the football part, people can say whatever they want.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.